The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shkolim Daf Yud, Yerushalmi, and Yudam in Beis, tells us, Tani Rav Yechanan Gudgido. Rav Yechanan Gudgido teaches us, Shulchan Menorah Mizbechais Uparoiches Ma'akvin Karbonis. In order for a carbon to be effective, for a carbon to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, there had to be the Kiddush as well as the physical presence of the Shulchan, Menorah, the Mizbechais, the Mizbech that was in the Heichel, Mizbech Hazov, as well as the Mizbech HaNechoshes, which is in the Chotzer, the Paroiches. These are all necessary things that make the Beis HaMikdash accept the Karbonis, and they're Ma'akiv in the Kashrus of the Karbonis. The Karbon Eidah and the Takn L'Chaditin of Rabbi Yisrael Shklov say over here that even though it's not mentioned Mufurish, the Oren is Ma'akiv. Pashtus is not that way. If it says Shulchan Menorah Mizbechais Paroiches, it doesn't say Oren, so the omission is glaring. They say Lav Davka, the Oren is also Ma'akiv, it would sound not that way. Plus, there's a very basic question here. In the Bayesheni, the Gemara talks about in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel that in the Bayesheni, when the Kohen Gadol went in Lefnai V'Lefnim into the Kodesh Kodashim, there was no Oren there. The Oren was not there during the second Beis HaMikdash. So it would sound like the Oren is not Ma'akiv. Karbonis was certainly brought in the second Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, the Oren, the other Kelim, maybe are yeah Ma'akiv, but the Oren obviously is not Ma'akiv. The Michis Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadikei's Maskona is not like the Gdele Echren that we just mentioned, and he says that the Oren is not Ma'akiv. Why would the Oren not be Ma'akiv? Why is the Oren any different than any one of the other Kelim mentioned in the Gemara? So the Achrayim Rav Chaim Brisker talks about, and others want to say that the Oren was Nignaz b'mekoymoi. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel says that the Oren was Nignaz b'mekoymoi, which means that the Oren wasn't looted and taken away, Rachman al Islam, with all the other Kalim b'shas the Chum Bais, but it was hidden b'mekoymoi, which we learn about over here in the Mishnah later on, Shkolim, where it says that one of the Kahanim discovered one of the places in the Ritzpah, so Azora, where there was a irregularity, and he was nifted before he was able to regal. It was clear that place was on top of where the, how to get down to where the Oren was Nignaz. The Oren was Nignaz in order to protect it from Oyvei Yisrael Rachman al Islam, that shouldn't be taken away with all the other Kalim. The Oren Klai Yisrael still has, it's hidden underneath, someplace in an undisclosed location underneath the Har HaBayis, if that's true. So the Achren want to say that that's cool, the Oren is here, it's B'mekoymoi, it's directly underneath the Beis Kodesh Kedoshim, therefore it's B'mekoymoi, it's not Ma'akiv. It's not Ma'akiv because it's there. The problem is, there's a Mandama not that way. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel, it talks about the Kohen Gadol being Zorig Dam Keneged, the Badim of the Oren on Yom Kippur, when he went Lefnai V'Lefnim, it was the Vodas Adam was Keneged the Oren. And it says over there, according to one mandama, that the Oren was nigla to bubble and it was hit over there. Certainly not b'mekoymoi, it's certainly not here. L'chor should be ma'akiv. Unless you say the Minchas Chinuch, that the Oren is not ma'akiv. But what it would sound like is that the Oren is not ma'akiv mitzad the halach of Oren. There's something different about Oren than the other Nekelim. Not because the Oren is here, that's not why it's not ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv. The halach is only on the things that are discussed in the Gemara. Shulchan Menorah Mizbecha is Paroiches Ma'akiv Kavonis. Not Oren. Why? The Achronim discuss a concept that even though the other Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash are Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, similar to Hadal of Havdolis, like you would say the appliances in the kitchen, are furniture in the house. They're not the house itself. The Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash was the house of Hashem, so to speak, Kiviyachol. And this is the furniture, Kiviyachol, this is the what creates the functioning of the house of Hashem. Korbanos are brought, the menorah is lit, the ketores is brought, and so on. The Oren is not furniture, Kiviyachol, in this terminology. The Oren is the purpose of the house itself. The pasuk says, "V'ne'anti alecha me'alak ha'poyris." The Oren is the place where Shechina rested, where Shechina, where Torah had its hashpah on Klal Yisrael. That is in and of itself the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, to have Hashpah on Shechina in Klal Yisrael. It's not a kli in the base of Middash. The kelim are ma'akev because the kelim are there for asiyah, so avoidah, in order for different functions of the base of Middash to take place, they had to have all these kelim. Those kelim are ma'akev. The aron is the purpose of the base of Middash, and if the aron is not there, it's not that something functional is missing. It means that a certain amount of the tachzah is missing, but whatever is there, is there. Interesting how this finds expression in a medrash. There's a collection of medrash that came from Yemen, manuscript form. It's been published over the years slowly. It's called the Medrash HaGodol. It came from Yemen. It seems that the Rambam had a copy of this medrash. And the Medrash HaGodol tells us that there were 7 kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting. He makes the cheshbon, the Medrash HaGodol. The Chazal, the Medrash HaGodol, makes the cheshbon, Mizbeach, Kevesh. Interesting that the Mizbech and the Kevesh, the ramp up to the Mizbech, are called two different Kelim. Kior and Kanoi. Interesting how Al Gemara does not mention Kior Kanoi as Ma'akiv. L'chertz Ma'akiv and Avoida, because you can't do Avoida unless the Kohen washed his hands and feet with the Kior and Kanoi. So Mizbech, Kevesh, Kior, Kanoi, Shulchan, Minoya, those are the 7 Kelim. The Oroin, Shulchan, Minoya, Mizbech. The Oroin is for the Luchas, but it's not one of the 7 Kalim. The Lashon, the Medrash is Aseli Mishkon Oroin V'Kalim. And the Pasuk of Vasuli Migdash Shachanti B'Soicham, the Medrash over there, the Medrash HaGadol defines what was done, what the command is, as Oroin, Mishkon, Oroin. Mishkon refers to the structure, the walls of the Mishkon, Oroin, and Kalim. Oroin is not part of the Kalim. The Mikubalim talk about it, that there are 7 Sviros, like we have the Shiva Royim, Chesed, and Gvura, and Teferes, and Netzach, Hoyt, Yisoid, Malchus. These are the 7 Kalim. The Oroin is above. The Oroin is, so to speak, the energy source from where everything emanates into these Sheva Sviros. So even in the Kabbalistic world, the Sheva Sviros are powered by 3 Chochma, Bina, and Das that are above. The ultimately there's 10 spheres. The 3 are the moichin, are the mental, so to speak, kiviyochel, the energy source of those 7. That's the relationship that the oroin and the luchos have with the kelim. They're not part of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why they're not ma'akib. This discussion goes back to Gedolei Achronim, the Chassam Sofer and Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Rebbe Akiva was the father-in-law of the Chassam Sofer, was the Edim of Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and the Chassam Sofer Shuvis in Yeridah, Reish Lamed Vav, has a letter to Shver Rebbe Akiva Eiger, where he points out this point. He says, in the Bayis Rishon, the Aron was Ma'akiv because the Hashros HaShchina in the first Beis HaMikdash was the Hashros HaShchina of Nevuah. The Iker Kedusha and Klaiso, the Iker Hadrocha, and the Iker energy source, the Iker Torah, in Klai Yisrael was the Torah of Nevuah, was the direction, the inspiration of Nevuah. Without Nevuah, Nevuah comes from the Orim V'ne'adti Alecha Me'ilcha Me'al HaKapayis. Moshe Rabbeinu received his speaking to the Rebbeinu Shel Me'al HaKapayis. That is the energy source of all Nevuah in Klai Yisrael. If that's the case, says the Chassam Sofer, Migdash Rishon without an Orim is not a Migdash Rishon. Bayis Sheni, where there was no, even according to that mandama that the Aron was taken away, he says the Bayis Sheni, the inspiration of Kedusha, of Ashros HaShchina and Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni Loichos HaShchina was not on the Madreg of Nevuah. Obviously, there was Ashros HaShchina, but it just means there was a Madreg of Nevuah that didn't come back. But the Ashros HaShchina of the Bayis Sheni was not Nevuah, was Chochma. We call Teresh B'Chsav, Teresh B'Alpeh, has to do with Chanukah. Open up the Haftarah of Chanukah, the Haftarah from Sefer Zechariah, and the Novi is picturing in his Nevuah the picture of the Menorah, and that is the illustration of Chanukah. That's the Yom Tov of Chanukah. It's the centers around the Menorah. The Menorah is Chochmah, the Menorah is Teresh B'Alpeh, the energy source, the Ruchni is the Kemakor of all of Hashuras Hashchina in Klal Yisrael and Bayis Sheni has to do with Menorah. Menorah is Ma'akiv. Not all. This is the Chassam Sofer's Chiddush. It fits very well with what we're saying. The Aron is somewhat out of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Aron is the Ruchnius, the Kemakor of the Kedusha of the rest of the Kelim. Al Kapanim, so far as Bayis Rishon is concerned. Now, in Zvachim Dav Samach Beis, the Gemara says, the Makriven Af Beloy Bayis. Kibin Karbonis, which was a famous discussion 150 years ago, there was much discussion, different Gedolim, whether Karbonis could be brought on the Harabayis, Tumas Nidcha B'tzibur, after 1967, when the Israelis retained control of the Harabayis, Baruch Hashem, the plan was squashed pretty quickly. But it's based on the Sugin Zvachim that says, Makrivin Af B'lay Bayis. The Yerushalmi seems to say, not only is the Bayis Makiv, but the Kelim are Makiv. So the Meiri puts a finger on this, and the Meiri says that there's a Machlaikis. But there are Terutzim. Others want to propose different Mahalchim through Miyashiv, the Musig of Makrivin Af B'lay Bayis, with this Yerushalmi of the Kelim are Makiv. One is to say that that without a Beis HaMikdash, then Karbonis are not a Chiv, it's only a Rishus. And the Gemara by us is talking about the Ma'akiv Lagabi, the Karbonis of Choyva, but Shaykh to be in Karbonis, it's only a Rishus to be in Karbonis, not a Choyv, that's one Mahalach. Another Mahalach is to talk about that there's a Chiluk between Karbon Mincha and the rest of Karbon Mincha needs a Beis HaMikdash. There's ways to explain this also in Drush. Karbon Mincha is more shaykh to the bias. The zevach of animals could be brought even without a Beis HaMikdash, but there are sources that a Karbon Mincha could only be brought if there is a Beis HaMikdash. Another mahalach is to be mechalek between Avedis HaPnim, Avedis HaChutz. The Karbonis that were hukrav b'chutz would be able to be brought even without a bias. Those are not Karbonis which need bias per se. Mashenkin Karbonis with Haktoris. Haktoras, not Karbonis, I'm sorry, Keteris, with Menorah, with other Karbonis that are Hukrav inside the Heichel, that would have a din that they need to be brought with the Kelim, and a Bias, if there's no Bias, or if there's no Kelim, then the Karbon would not be able to be brought. Another point worth mentioning is that the Rambam counts Asiyas HaKelim, the discussion back and forth to the Rambam and the Rambam and the Ramban, how to categorize the Sefer Mitzvahs, how to categorize the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Binyan HaMishkon, in that case, but Binyan Beis HaMikdash afterwards and Beis Rishon Beis Sheni. The Rambam counts Asiyas HaKelim as a chelik of Binyan Beis. There's one general mitzvah, it's Mitzvah Chof, Asay Chof, called Vasul Namigdash Shachanti Vizachim, build the Beis HaMikdash. That includes the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban says, there's one mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. There's a second mitzvah to put in Kelim. So the Ramban says, but that we don't count, Kelim are not part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash itself. However, the Ramban says we don't count them as separate mitzvahs because, let's say, the menorah, building the menorah and putting it in the Beis HaMikdash, is part of the mitzvah of doing the Hadlokas Haneris. Building the Mizbeach Hazav is part of the mitzvah of Hakrovas Haktoris, which could only be done on the Mizbeach Hazav, and so on and so forth. They're not separate mitzvahs. The Shaila is what to do with the Aron. According to the Ramban, Taka says that Aron and Kaporis is a mitzvah for the Atzma. There's no Korban that was brought in the Aron. I mean, say there's an Avoid of Haktoris, Avoid of Menorah. There's an avoid of carbon talmid. Included in that is building the kalim to facilitate the bringing of that carbon. But Aron and Kaporis didn't have any carbon brought in it b'chlal. So Ramban says, you're right. Aron and Kaporis is a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. There's a mitzvah to build it. But the Rambam, who counts everything as part of the Binyan Bayis, and we're saying that the Aron is not b'chlal the etzma bayis, the Rambam should count Binyan Ha'orin V'Hakapoyris as a separate mitzvah. The Teretz is what we're saying. The Orin is not part of the Bayis, but the reason why the Orin is not part of the Bayis, not because it's not important, but because the whole Bayis had its source in the Orin. The purpose of the Bayis is to channel the energy, the Ruchnius Dika Madregis, from the Orin, from the Vinayadi Alecha Mi'al HaKapoyris. So how could you count the Orin as a separate mitzvah when the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash and building the Beis HaMikdash was in order to facilitate connecting Klal Yisrael to the Orin? The mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is the mitzvah of the Orin because it's the mitzvah of having a Shaychus to the Orin. So there's no separate mitzvah of building the Orin. That's where you have to say Pshat according to Rambam. So again, we have the Rambam, we have the Ramban. We trace this back to the din of what you need in order to bring Karbonis, what you don't need Karbonis, what is the relationship between the Oroin, like we saw in the Medrash HaGadol, the Lashon of Aseli Mishkon, Oroin V'Kelim. The Oroin seems to B'toifis Machum, Fanem and Orat, it has a definition all of its own. We explain this in terms of Bayis Rishon, in terms of Bayis Sheni, and so on.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.